Okay, the last idea I'm going to talk about of Shinran's is the moment of the arising of Shinjin. Up until Honen, Pure Land Buddhism was very concerned with death and your future rebirth. So it's important to remember Amitabha, to devote oneself to him, to give oneself up to him, to chant his name, make offerings and so on. So that at the moment of death, you'll be in the right state to move on into his Pure Land. And the moment of death became very important and very crucial. Death proximate to karma became very important. Because according to the Sutra of Contemplation of Amitabha, no matter what kind of life you have actually led, if you can remember Amitabha at the time of your death and sincerely call his name, even just once, you'll bypass the evil realms and be reborn in his Pure Land. Now, this is a great idea in a way, but it brings about quite a lot of anxiety. What if you forgot? What if you were in such a bad state, in so much pain, that you just could not bring Amitabha to mind? So Honen tried to remove this anxiety by saying that the time of death is not so important, actually. What's important is now. If you dedicate yourself to Amitabha, say his name, etc., you will be reborn in the Pure Land, so no need to worry. You could say that he taught that habitual karma was more important than death-proximate karma. For Shinran, the arising of Shinjin was a transcendental moment. It was the point of no return. And once you'd experienced Shinjin, you were assured of entering the Pure Land. Sometimes he called it the assured state. And what this meant was that you really did not need to worry about the future. In fact, worrying about it and making efforts to be reborn in the Pure Land were manifestations of self-power, therefore calculating mind and therefore doubts, and they would get you nowhere. So forget about the future. Forget about the Pure Land. Shinran brought Pure Land Buddhist focus from the future to another place, to now and this place. Then Shinjin arises in one moment of time. Ichinen, one moment of time. Just going to read you something from a Pure Land Buddhist scholar called Dennis Hirota. He says, "This moment of time isn't just another moment in the conventional sense. It's the shortest possible instant of time, and thus is both time at its threshold and beyond time. Time that has become rich and full, having been permeated by timelessness." Now, I just said that forget about the future, and forget about the Pure Land, but that isn't really correct. Shinran, I would say, never forgot about the Pure Land. The Pure Land was always his guiding principle. But for Pure Land Buddhists, this present moment, Ichinen, is situated within a context. The context of a mythical past. Dharmaka's vows, his enlightenment as Amitabha, and his creation of the Pure Land. That all happened in the unimaginable past. And the mythical future. You're being reborn into that Pure Land. And these two mythical dimensions, the past and the future, imbue the present moment with a mythical significance. So, Shinran, Ichinen, is now. So, there we are. Shinjin, entrusting. Hakurai, calculation. Jinen, naturalness. And Ichinen, one moment. And then, of course, there's other power, which I just referred to, but I haven't gone into that as another idea, mainly because you're all familiar with that idea. And then there's his radical humility, which he didn't teach the teaching, but which he exemplified. So that's all I've got time for to tell you about Shinran.